This is the fourth draft of a licensing agreement dated August 23, 1993, drafted by Z. Charnot for Consecrete Sciences International. This license agreement, dated the 5th day of September 1993, is made by and between SkyCorps International Inc., incorporated under the Canada Business Corporations Act. Date is not listed. Having its registered office at Rural Route Number 3, Wellesley, Ontario, Canada, N0B2T0, telephone 519-699-4803, facsimile 519-699-4508, hereinafter called distributor, the party of the one part, and EarthLab International BV, a Besloten Vennerschap mit beperkter Ansprachlichkeit, constituted under the laws of the Netherlands, having its head office at Lead Supplying 29-1017P Amsterdam, the Netherlands, telephone 020-551-7555, facsimile 020-626-7949, hereinafter called licensor, the party of the other part, witnesseth recording that the dynamic organizational system hereby jointly established is to make new and old concrete cementitious materials, forms and structures in the territory safer, more reliable, more dependable, more durable, and to enhance the total performance, including making them more attractive through the use of CSC Formula 23.1 and its related supporting products, in other words, Hypercal, Kiele Flushing Formula, CFF, Consecrete Reactive Microsilicates, Reliable Acid-Free Water, RAW, Naphthalene Sulfonate, Low Aluminate Portland Cement, Enhanced Aggregates, and Methods of Using These Substances. Considering that the parties have in common the view that win-win and win-lose concepts of business are defective and obsolete concepts which have been transcended by general systems concepts of system gain through eco-functional synthesis, where input variants acknowledge the complex forces of large numbers and far-field contexts, political, economic, social, cultural, and even psychological kinds of variance with respect to the supply of substances, components, equipment, tools, services, information, energy, etc., and where output variants acknowledge the complex forces of market configuration, market demand rate, information transfer fidelity, finite rates of education and training, value shifts, incentives, flow of consequences, etc., the interdependence of the parties, each forming part of a system, and the eco-functional synthesis dynamics and evolving progression requiring circuits of adaptive responsiveness to constantly changing world dynamics, the criteria for the system gain, the parties hereby agree and record that upon and after entering into this agreement, 1. Achieving widest possible system application to peaceful purposes as quickly as possible, and equitably sharing system gain, including, without limitation, those gains of the parties and others recorded in Appendix A to this agreement, and 2. Interacting honestly, ethically, morally, courteously, seamlessly, smoothly, and gracefully, are to be the guiding principles of the parties' relationships, both between themselves, under this agreement and in their respective relationships with third parties. Recognizing, one, that the development and the application of a technology to man-made structures is a dynamic, ongoing scientific and economic process and not a static event. Two, that this process takes place in a dynamic and constantly changing environment. And three, that written agreements, such as this agreement, which by its terms attempts to set out the parameters of an agreement to establish a dynamic relationship, to exploit complex technology in extensive territories, are inherently incomplete and inconclusive, the parties commence this agreement by stating, as a principle of this agreement, that its provisions are the best words they can reasonably use to establish, at this time, by constituting their relationship, a system that utilizes the concrete methodology in the territory. However, in themselves, the words of this agreement, not intended to be exhaustively or exclusively definitive of the parties' relationship, but rather to set out at this time the components and the subsystems of their relationship from which the exact terms of the relationship applicable under future circumstances may be synthesized. Whereas licensor warrants this, it is the licensee with full right to sublicense the right, title, and interest in, and to a supplementation and completion agent known under the trademark CSC Formula 23.1 and methods for its correct application to concrete and cementitious materials known under the trademark Consecrete, so that the supplementation and completion agent CSC Formula 23.1 deeply penetrates the treated concrete and cementitious materials, fills voids and discontinuities, and densifies, strengthens, and waterproofs the concrete and cementitious materials, for both of which supplementation and completion agent and methods licensor has filed a patent application in Canada and will file in the United States of America with effect in the United States of America and her possessions, including Puerto Rico, and subsequently through the Patent Treaty Convention with effect in Mexico. Separately, applications will be filed in response to option election of the distributor and elsewhere at the election of the licensor in the Central American countries, the Caribbean countries, and elsewhere for the issue of letters patent of invention. Whereas licensor warrants that if and when patents issue, it will be the licensee with full right to sublicense the right under the patents for the supplementation and completion agent known under the trademark CSC Formula 23.1 and the methods for its application to concrete and cementitious materials known under the trademark Consecrete, that deeply penetrates the treated concrete and cementitious materials, fills voids in them, and strengthens and waterproofs the concrete and cementitious materials. Whereas licensor warrants that it is the licensee with full right to grant sublicenses to use the methods known under the trademark Consecrete, for the correct application to concrete and cementitious materials of the supplementation and completion agent CSC Formula 23.1, so that it deeply penetrates the concrete and cementitious materials, fills voids and discontinuities in them, and densifies, strengthens, and waterproofs the treated concrete and cementitious materials.